Three, two, one. Welcome back to the Bushnell Project. John Bushnell here as we continue in Judges and continue in chapter 11 and talking about Jephthah and what God is showing us here about himself. Here he's being very patient as the people themselves decide to raise up a judge. And let's see how this works out for them, and let's see what we can learn from this next little section. Some diplomacy is, I think, applied. So let's jump in verse 12 of chapter 11. Then Jephthah sent messages to the king of the Ammonites and said, "What do you have against me that you have come to fight against my land?" And the king of the Amorites answered the message of Jephthah, "Because Israel, on coming up from Egypt, took away my land from the Arnon to the Jabbok and to the Jordan, and now therefore restore it peacefully." Jephthah again sent messengers to the king of the Amorites and said to him, "Thus says Jephthah, Israel did not take away the land of Moab or the land of the Ammonites, but when they came up from Egypt, Israel went through the wilderness to the Red Sea and came to Kadesh. Israel then sent messengers to the king of Edom, saying, 'Please let us pass through the land.' But the king of Edom would not listen, and they sent also to the king of Moab, but he would not consent. So Israel remained at Kadesh. Then they journeyed through the wilderness and went around the land of Edom and the land of Moab, and arrived on the east side of the land of Moab, and encamped on the other side of the Arnon. But they did not enter the territory of Moab, for the Arnon was the boundary of Moab. Israel then sent messengers to Sihon, king of the Amorites, king of Heshbon, and Israel said to him, 'Please let us pass through your land to our country.' But Sihon did not trust Israel to pass through his territory. So Sihon gathered all his people together and encamped at Jahaz and fought with Israel. And the Lord, the God of Israel, gave Sihon and all his people into the land of Israel, and they defeated them. So Israel took possession of all the land of the Amorites who inhabited that country. And they took possession of all the territory of the Amorites from the Arnon to Jabbok, from the wilderness to the Jordan. So then the Lord, the God of Israel, disposed the Amorites from before his people Israel. And are you to take possession of them? Will you not possess what Chemosh, the God, gives you to possess? And all that the Lord our God has disposed before us, we will possess. Now, are you any better than Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab? Did he ever contend against Israel, or did he ever go to war with them? While Israel lived in Heshbon and his villages, and in Aroer and his villages, in all the cities that are on the banks of the Arnon, 300 years. Why did you not deliver them within that time? I therefore have not sinned against you, and you do me wrong by making war on me. The Lord, the judge, decide this day between the people of Israel and the people of Ammon. But the king of the Amorites did not listen to the words of Jephthah that he sent to him." All right, so we'll pause there. So a lot going on here, history going back 300 years, and then even before that, realizing that this is land that God had given to another group that then did war against Israel. So God gave them parts of that territory, but not all of it. So now the people that were living in Ammon have now decided to take back what was taken from them 300 years ago. And Jephthah's saying, "But God gave it to us, and let's see if God's going to let us keep it," is basically what he's saying. He's just warning them. It's just, you know, you guys haven't been victorious against God, and I think God's getting ready to give us back this land. I think it's God that's going to do it. So at least Jephthah here is really trying to put God at the center. This is God's doing, and if he uses me, then great, and if he doesn't, he doesn't. So that's what's going on. And it's this whole territory again, it's not sort of, it is east of the Dead Sea and east of the Jordan River, and this other area that's being the banks. This is the Jabbok River, which is a much smaller river that kind of goes right through Ammon. And so that's one of the disputed places that is gonna be fought over. So we'll see what happens in the days to come as we continue through the story of Jephthah and all of his diplomacy that then turns into having to go to war because the diplomacy doesn't work. And then we continue on with Israel dealing with issues of fighting amongst themselves. And then we get into the story of Samson. So we'll continue going through Judges. Hope you guys have a great weekend. And I'm excited to celebrate one of my grandson's first birthday here in where we live. And so we're excited about that. We'll be doing that. I hope you guys have a great weekend and a great time worshiping with others in spirit and truth on Sunday. God bless you all. We'll talk to you soon.